Yud Zayin Ador Sheni, Sunday the 24th of March, Rabbi David Roberts, from Purim to Pesach. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Duna, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rebben Si and Rebben Reb Avon Moshe, Zichron Levracha, on his 11th Yahrzeit.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be back here, it's been a while. From Purim to Pesach. I think, specifically this year, being a Shana Meuberes, it got me thinking a little bit more. I think it reveals to us an important idea. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, we all know the Mama Chazal, the song, and it is, of course, somebody, whoever composed the tunes and the songs to go with that has got a lot to answer for, because it really distorts. That's not what it says. The Gemara in Tanis Choftes, Kashem Shemishenichnas Abmatim B'Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The two are connected. And what is the connection? The connection is, well, we'll have to see. We'll see shortly. But Marbim B'Simcha, Yemei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael Purim UPesach. It's a famous Rashi. Yemei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael Purim UPesach. The connection between Purim and Pesach, the Marbim B'Simcha, is not just about Adar, and it's not just about Purim, but it's about Pesach. Somehow there is a connection between the two. And it's not at all obvious. Tikkun Zayah says that the word besimcha, you scramble the letters, is machshava. It's something that it's to do with contemplating, it's to do with reflecting. Chassidus Shesvarim say, besimcha is rashitayimus hakel bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. And if time permits, we'll get back to that. Let's think about this a little bit. Let's try and understand this a little, because, as always in Torah, as one begins to delve into it, then actually, almost always, the opposite becomes clear. Let's understand. There's a shaila in the Gemara, Machlokes Tanoim, Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis. What do I do in a year such as this, when there are two Adars? So would the real Adar please stand up? What do we do? When do we do the mitzvahs? And it's a machlokes, and the Gemara says, what is the debate about? It's because we have two ideas which appear to clash. And the question is, which one wins out? On the one hand, Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs. It's Adar, we have mitzvahs to do in Adar, let's do the mitzvahs. On the other hand, says the Gemara, and this is how we paskin, Mismach Geula li Geula Odif. Geula li Geula. So we have Geula in Adar, the Geula of Purim, and we have Geula in Nisan, Pesach, and the concept, the idea that we need to juxtapose them, that we need to put them together, outweighs the other idea of Ein Mavirin ala Mitzvos. But this is difficult to understand. If anything, I would suggest, perhaps we ought to put some clear blue water between them. Why? Because, let's think about them for a second. Surely, as we all know, as paradigms, as ideas of Nes, they couldn't be any more different. Purim is emblematic of Nes Nistar, as we know, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, as it were, mitoich teva, and Pesach is the exact opposite. It's Nes Nigla. If anything, the journey that we go, as we go through the years, what happens? How does Pesach come about? The first of our Moyadim is Pesach. Avraham Avinu says, Bamo Eida. And Hashem says, Yodoya Teida. And we have a Yom Tov that is full of Da'as. Leman Yedu Deirei Seichem. Every Yom Tov that is connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim has a concept of Das in it. Atahore Salah Das in Shavuos. The Man Yedu Deirei Seichem in Sukkos. We have the Matzah, Kzayis Dogon, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, cotton that gets Das. And we end up all the way at the end with a whole Yom Tov of Adeloyoda. which transcends, which is not based on Das at all, however we understand that. But it just serves to underscore that they are surely very, very different. And the Gemara indeed acknowledges in the discussion in Megillah as to whether we say Hallel, Machlekes, whether we say Hallel on Purim or not. Whether we say Kriyasa Zuhi Halela, that the reading of the Megillah is a form of Hallel, which perhaps we'll come back to. Or indeed we say, no, there, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, whereas over here, it's very different. Akati Avdei HaShemirish Hanan. We're still Avodim. So there's no cause for Hallel. However, when we think about it a little, I think we'll see that actually they are very relevant, and they come together a lot. Says the Maharal, Homon, as the Gemara says, was Somach Simcha Gedoyla. When the Goyrol fell on Yud Gimel Adar, he was very happy. Why was he happy? Not just about the month, without going into the month about Moshe Rabbeinu being born or dying on that, but he says because that is the point in the year that is furthermost from the Hashpois of Pesach. The minute you get to Yudalad, then the Oirois and the Hashpah of Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem begin to make their presence felt. Yud Gimel Adar is the furthest point, the lowest ebb, away from Pesach, away from Geula. And that's why Homon was Samach Simcha Gedoyla. But the truth is, of course, that Purim and Pesach are inextricably linked. Whichever way you look at it, and there is a big mevucha in the Midrashim and the Rishonim as to the dates of the Tanis, but there's no question, Tanis Esther took place on Pesach. And Haman himself gets hung on Tes Zayin Nisan. So there is no question that they are linked. The question is, what is the link between them? And here, the minute you think about it a little bit, Rav Moshe Shapir Zichron Livracha talks about this a lot. The opposite becomes apparent. What happens with Pesach? Pesach we always think of as the paradigm of Geula. And yet, it seems, Pesach is the Yom Tov that will not last. Lochein hine yomim boim, says Yirmiyo, v'lo yoyim aroid chaya Hashem ashehelonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. The time will come when the Giluy and the Giluyim of Moshiach will eclipse those of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it, in its current state, certainly will disappear. What do we have in the Kriyas HaMoedim, the Mechaber in Tov Chav Ches, when we talk at Bash, the first day of Pesach is by definition linked to Churban, because the job wasn't fulfilled. The Geula was not a complete one, as the Beis Halevi says very famously. His Biani Bamroirim Hirvani Lan, or the Minik to have an egg, as the Ramah brings on Seder night. Because the Ochein Noida Hadova, the Lashon Hara, and the Sinas Chinam, which was the cause of Golus Mitzrayim, especially if you go back to Mechiras Yosef, Hashem had to take us out before the job was done, and therefore we would have to go back into Golus. Ekye Asher Ekye, I'll be with them Begolus there, but it's going to have to be Begolus Acher. Job is not finished. The Geula is not complete, it isn't final. On the other hand, Purim is Lo Netzach. Purim, on the other hand, surprisingly becomes the Yom Tov, and perhaps the only Yom Tov that endures. And Lo Asid Lovay, as Chazal say, and as the Rambam Paskins in the end of Hilchus Megillah, is the one that will endure. Rav Moshe Shapir also points out that Pesach Manishtano halaylo hazeh. We have differing lashonos in Chazal. On the one hand, v'gadot levincha b'yoyim hahu. It is referred to as a yoyim b'shal sheyesh matzo moru menachem lefanecha. It's like a yoyim. On the other hand, it is a laylo leil shimurim, and he explains it's v'yoyer b'toich halaylo. It's still laylo. We're going to have to go back into Golos, but we have a flash of light, of brilliance, of luminance, and we see, and we're able to see b'svayoer b'toich halayla, but it's still layla. On the other hand, ayeles hashachar with Purim, it's soif kol anisim, it's shachar. It's a hepech, v'nahapoichu. Soif kol anisim mitoicha hester, but it becomes day, the beginning of the day, albeit from the very darkest point, but then the day starts. It's the opposite. So what we're seeing is perhaps what we started off, I think, often people think of as Pesach being the Geula and Purim, not so much. It's actually Lehepach. Let's understand this a little bit. Because something perhaps very useful, very practical, but Derech Avoda will become apparent. The famous Ramban. Ramban everybody knows. Ramban Sof Parshas Bo. Min anisim hagedolim hamefursomim odom moide benisim hanistorim. From the nisim hagedolim v'hamefursomim, the overt, obvious manifestations of neis, neis biloshen, neis lehis noises, a flag, where the Rabbeinu Shlomo, as it were, raises his head above the parapet and shows and demonstrates clearly, convincingly, by transcending and suspending the natural order and showing there is nowhere to hide, I'm here, there's no explanation for any of this. Min anisim hagdoilim hamafursomim odom moideh, and that's a key word. Odom moideh. What is the tachlis of neis? The tachlis of neis is hoidah, to acknowledge, and thus thank. Benisim hanistah. She'ein la odom chelek b'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person cannot be said to have any chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu at shenamin shekol dvareinu mikreinu nisim. Everything that happens to us is nice. Ein bohem teva min hoge shel oilom klal. Bein barabim bein biyochid. Miyas atoiv yatslichenu schoroi. Whatever happens to us, individually or nationally, is nes nista. And a direct result of what? Of our actions. Everything. And that is the tachlis. A couple of quick questions. There's two phrases there. Ein adam chelek. What is this chelek that is being referred to? And Toras Moshe. What is Toras Moshe? We'll come back to that. The famous Gemara in Yuma. Everybody's aware of. The Gemara says as follows. Why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGedola? Yuma Samchtes on the base. They called Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Shechziru Atara Liyoshna. They restored the crown. Moshe says, Yirmiyah says, I cannot square that with my perception, with what I see. Nochrim Mekarkarin Beheicholoi, Aye Noira Oisav. Of course, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noira. Chas v'shalom was not doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capacity as a Noira. But he says, I cannot say that. It doesn't square with what I perceive, with my reality. Aye Noira Oisav, I don't see it, I can't say it. Lo Yom HaNoira. Also Daniel said, Nochar Mishtabdim Bevonov. We see the Klal Yisrael being subjugated. Aye Gvur Oisav, I don't see him as being Gibor. Lo Yom HaGibor. And Anshei Knesset HaGedola came along and said, Adarabba, Zuhi Gvurosoi. Shekhovesh es yitzroi shenes in erach hapayim l'roshoyim ve'elu hei noira oisov. Their perception of what was happening was the fact that Klal Yisrael continued to endure despite the persecution actually is an indication, if you stop and think, and this is the important thing, they stopped and they perceived, they reflected, they were misboinein, and they came to the conclusion and said, actually, yes, it may not be the first thing that hits the eye, but if you stop and you reflect, you will realize, hein hein gvuroisov, hein hein noiroisov. And says the Maharsha here very famously, they came to this conclusion, be mehoman, at the time of the Purim story. Question. If that is the case, why are they called the Anshei Knesset HaGedola? Surely, what they were megale was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura and his Noira. Nobody ever challenged the Godoil, only the Gibber and the Noira was challenged by Yirmi and Daniel. And they were machazir that, bimei homon, through their perspective of what was happening, and yet they called Anshei Knesset HaGedola. There's a very beautiful piece of Maral, a very important piece of Maral, just to continue the connection between Purim and Pesach. And that is based on the famous Gemara in Megillah, where Haman, on Tezayin Nisan, comes across Mordechai sitting and learning with the Yiddish Kinderlach. What is he learning? He's learning about Minchas HaOmer. And he's learning about the Kemitzah, certainly according to Rashi, other Rishonim learn differently, but certainly according to Rashi, he's learning about the Minchas HaOmer. And it seems there is something about the Minchas HaOmer which causes him to concede defeat. And the Maharal, just read out little bits from the Maharal here in Erchodosh, and he explains as follows. He says, Upirish dova zehu dova muflug va'omoik. He says, this idea of the Omer serving to vanquish Haman and his perspective, his worldview, and everything that he stands for, is very deep. Rabbi Hartman here in his copious notes points out, putting together all the different bits of Maharal as he does, that there's actually 3 points going on over here. Number one, the fact that the Nes is coming from a sublime, transcendental place, the Nes is Magia Mimokim Elyon Nistar, and that it was, number two, that it was taking place at a time of Hester Ponim, and number three, and this is the most important one for us, I think, is that it was clothed in what you and I would call Teva. Says the Maharal, ולפיכך עומדו להם מצווה האומר, כי האומר מביאין אל הקדוש ברוך הוא. What is the Omer? We bring to the Omer בשביל שהוא מנהיג הטבע. The Omer is about Parnassah. The Sefer HaChinuch says this. It's about Parnassah. בפסח על התבוע. We get up in the morning, we go to work, and hopefully at the end of the week, the end of the month, there's a salary, there's a paycheck. And the main arena, the main environment where we are challenged to acknowledge the Rabbeinu Shel Olam post the chet of the Eitz Hadas is this. And sweat of your brow. And the brow, that's your perception. That's where the work, that's where the real avoda takes place. To get up, to have input, to work hard, to work b'nei emonos, and to come home with something, and yet to know and to feel and to live that there is absolutely no connection between one and the other, be'etzem. And it all comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the acknowledgement of that, that is the gadlus and that is the essence of Omer. Therefore, kasher rotza Haman lakar es Yisrael, when Haman wanted to get rid of us, lehoya yochel, he was unable because we bring the Omer. As long as we bring the Omer, she'onu mekablim Hashem yizborach le'eloika. Because in so doing, we acknowledge and we accept the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And here it's Kedai Teshtel Tzu, the important Gur Arya, where he says on the famous Gur Arya, when he says on the three Ims, there are three mitzvahs in the Torah, but they're couched in L'shoinus as if they are optional. And the one that is relevant for us is the Im Takriv Minchas Bikurim, which is a reference, which is the Omer. Why Im Takriv Minchas Bikurim? You don't have a choice. Says the Maharal in Gur Arya, V'tzorech Sheyase Meretzoinoi. Because when you do it, Meretzoinoi, it's Hoidoa Belev. Loike Melech Basav Adam HaMachriach Esa Adam Sheyoide B'malchusoi. Av'tzorech Sheyoide Beliboi. Adam Moide B'nissim HaNistorim. You have a choice of perspective, and you can choose to acknowledge that your daily bread, that your parnasa, which is what the Omer symbolizes. If I do it because I have to bring the Omer on Tezai and Nisan, maybe you've been Mekayim the Mitzvah, but you've missed the point. The whole point is that choice, you either have that perspective or you don't. The idea of the Korban is to acknowledge that I have that perspective. You have to be misbeinim on that. And therefore it's ve'im, it is as if it's optional, but of course, ve'im hu mekayim es ha-mitzvah kilu mi-muchrach mi-gzeiras ha-melech ein zeh hu-dov. And therefore, on that day, b'yom tezayim v'nissan is the day nikla homon. That's the day that he gets hung. That's the day he gets his comeuppance. On Pesach, but not on the first day of Pesach. Not on the first day of Pesach, which is the day of Yitzia, which is Neis Nigla. No, it's on the next day. It's Tezayim because that is the day, the very next day, and as I'll show shortly, that is the very next day, that what do we do? Where do we go with the Nisim Hagdolim Hamafursamim, the Giluyim that we have in Seder night. Where do we place it? What is its tachlis? What is its purpose? We take it and we immediately the next day, and we are moida the Nisim Hanistorim, which is Teva, which is Harnosa. We bring the Omer. Haman is all about Ashekarcha. Everything is random, it's happenstance. And he gets his comeuppance davka on this. And that's why he points out, that's why Esther says, Yovoi Hayoim El Amishte. It has to happen today. It's really important. It has to happen today. And that takes us back to the Seder. The end of the Seder, something quite amazing happens to another Maral, which is really important. The Mishnah says there's an optional fifth kos. Kos Chamishi, Omer Olav Halel HaGodol. What is Halel HaGodol? Halel HaGodol, says the Gemara, V'loma nikar shmai Halel HaGodol, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumoy Shel Olam U'mechalek Mozoin L'chol Beria. Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Berumoy Shel Olam, and what does he do? He gives everybody Parnasa. So the Shpitz, the climax of Seder night, where we have recounted and we've lived and relived Nes, where does it take us? It takes us right back to that point. Halel HaGodol. What's Halel HaGodol? Here's a fascinating thing. Have you looked through Halel HaGodol? It starts with the words, Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chastai. And there is one word in Halel HaGodol that is conspicuous by its absence. And that is Halel. It's topped and tailed. Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chastai. Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chastai. It's Hoidah. That's the opposite of Halel. Halel is only said on a nes. Haidah is acknowledgement, a choice of perspective for Nisim HaNistorim. And how does it finish? It finishes, Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar Ki L'Olam Chasdai. That's it. Job done. We've taken all the Giluyim, all the revelation, nes, the knowledge, the idea, G'dolim HaNisim HaMafursomim, and where have we taken it? Where have we put it? Halel HaGodol at the end. That is the Halel HaGodol. Back to that word. Says the Maharal in Gvuras Perak Samachay. Ki ze Hashem, hu hanikra Hashem HaGodol v'hamayuchod. V'hu shem ho'etzem hamakayim es kol hanimtsoyim. The shem HaGodol. The shem ho'etzem. It is the name that sustains umimeno haparnosa shehu kiyum hanimtsa. Lefichach yesh chof vav ki le'olam chasdai. That's why there's 26 ki le'olam chasdais. Neged Hashem HaGodol hazeh yudkei vavkei. And he takes us through the whole thing. Mifrakeinu mitzareinu, we go through Briyas Shemayim v'oretz, we go through the Meirim, the luminary bodies, Teva, and then we go on to that to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Surely we can't go anywhere beyond that. Yes, we can. Yes, we must. This tells us that this thing that Hashem is in the sinas mozel chol basar hu yoiser elyon b'mala mikoil v'hu acharoin. It's the shpitz. Koshim mezoinos shel adam more than geula. Let's tie up the threads a little. Says the Rambam about Purim. Says the Rambam, the point, V'tiknu liknos ha-megillah ba'inosa, k'dei l'haloloi l'shabchai. We read the Megillah in its time, l'haloloi l'shabchai. L'haloloi seems to be going with the Lashon, with the opinion that it's kriyasa zuhi halela, that the kriya is the halel. U'lahoidia l'doirois ha-boyim. Says the Brisker of Lahidia is the Lahidia of Shoshanas Yaakov. To make known, She'emes ma'shev tichonu v'toira, ki mi goy god doyle, asheloy elikim kreivim elav, ka Hashem elikeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Hashem is god doyle, but he has us as a goy god doyle. What did Purim demonstrate? that we have the ability, despite the cynicism and the doubt of Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu, of Amalek, that we have, absolutely have the ability. We don't need to be worthy. Bonim Lashem Aleikeichem, we just need to reach out. Mi goy godoil, ashaloy aleikim kroivim eilov, b'chol koreinu eilov, kol keivech aloy yivayshu, v'ikom unezach kol achosim boch. That's what Purim is. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Aleph, ein oimdim leispalel, loy mitoich schoik, elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. To get up to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you can't daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom mitoich schoik. Schoik is inappropriate. Why? Because also la adam lemalos piv schoik ba'olam hazeh. Schoik is not appropriate in olam hazeh. Oz yimalei schoik pinu. The problem is that in Adar, the Sefer Yetzirah says, himilachos kuf b'schoik. The midah, the attribute that is prevalent in this month is that of schoik. How can it be schoik ba'olam hazeh? Says the Gemara, and Daftes on the base, Rav Bruna, Odom Goddoil, who Rav Bruna was an Odom Goddoil. That word again. Someach the mitzvahs, he had tremendous simcha and mitzvahs. Once, he was Soymach Geula Litfila. Once. He was truly Soymach Geula Litfila. Leiposak Chuchem Mipuma Kol Yoma. He didn't stop laughing. His mouth was full of schoik the entire day. Do that. Because if you're really Soymach Geula Litfila, says the Gemara Daf Dalad, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Osam Adam Lamalai Schoipid Be'olam Hazeh. But there is a capacity, there is an ability for every Yid to become, at least temporarily, at least once a day, to become a Ben Olam Haba, to be Soymach Geula Litfila. And to be Soymach Geula LeGeula, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Go'al Yisrael, and a minute later we say Go'el Yisrael. You once did that, but as Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you live that and relive that and think that and feel that and you're Mizbeinein, then you come to a realization, you live it, you are Go'el, you are now constantly, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Go'el Yisrael. Geula LeGeula, as the Gemara says. And therefore, really the reverse is true. Yes, it is true. Pesach takes us to Purim. Menanisim agdoilim hamafursomim odomoideh. There's a hoidah in menisim hanistorim. But Purim is mechazek Pesach as well. Purim takes us, it's soymach geula legeula. Pesach has its limitations. V'lo yoyma oiv chai Hashem. It's still Laila. But Purim shows us that we can be betoich ha-geula la-hoidia she-emes ma-shekosu va-teira mi-goi godol ha-shaloi likim kroivim eilov. And that idea that we can be mismach geula li-geula odif, that we can take the geula of Pesach and take us through to the geula of Purim, but perhaps more importantly, and it seems that this outweighs the Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs, the Goy Godoil that we are, to be Mismach Geula LeGeula. The Geula of Purim schleps us into the Geula of Pesach. The Omer, straight after Pesach, where do we go with it? Straight away into the Teva. That is Godoil. Hallel HaGodoil, even on Seder Nacht. Hallel HaGodoil. Min anisim hagdoilim amfursomim odom moide benisim anistorim she'in odom chelek b'toiras Moshe. I asked that before, and to answer the question, the Gemara Numa. Eila odom chelek b'toiras Moshe. What was Toiras Moshe? Toiras Moshe, says the Gemara in Adorim, he was given Torah Shebaal Peh. That's his Torah, and he nosam b'toivas ayin. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebaal Peh is to be mizboinein, is to think, is to observe, is to reflect, is to work things out. La Yehudim Oysa Oira, says Reb Tzadok, not Oira, Oira is Torah Shebetzav, Oira, and Keva is Torah Shebalpeh, is to look at what's happening, and to come to the conclusion and the realization that there's a Bayre Yola Mitoich Hester. The Anshei Knesses Hagedoyla, They were Anshe Knesset HaGdoila because their perspective in Gvura and Noira was Megale that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Godoil. Everything is Chesed. That's Hallel HaGodoil. The Tachlis and the sea and the apex of Hallel is to be able to see and acknowledge and connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom Davka Mitoch HaTeva. That's Torah Shebal Peh. That is ours. And if we are overed on that, that's Lo Netzach. Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim V'zichrom Lo Yosef Mizar.